This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon, covering lots of things happening around the Umpqua Valley. Riverbend Live Youth Theater has been around for a long time, and Gavin Pike back in to talk about that. Thanks for coming in.
Hello, thanks for having me again.
So what's your role in all this year?
So I've been asked to co-direct again this year along with Bart McHenry, and him and I have been taking turns directing the show.
And you're involved in a lot of things theater, right?
Some would say yes.
So what else do you do theater-wise?
Well, I do a lot with the UCC theater program. I've been in numerous shows over the years with them, and I'm also the music teacher for the Winston-Dillard School District Elementary School, so Brockway, Looking Glass, and McGovern.
So you stay busy.
Yes.
So talk about this year's show. What's it called?
Well, this is Seussical Junior. Seussical Junior is basically a condensed and simplified version of Broadway's Seussical musical, which took place in the early 2000s and had about a year run on Broadway.
And how did you guys pick this one out this year?
Well, that's easy. I didn't. It was already selected the year before, so we just kind of jumped right into it.
What do you like about it?
Well, for one, it is very kid-friendly. Obviously, it's Dr. Seuss, so it involves a lot of different stories from the Seussiverse, if you will, the multiverse of Dr. Seuss. And it's all characters that everyone's familiar with, everyone grew up with, and it has some fabulous music, and we have some fabulous singers this year.
And we're going to meet some of the folks in the cast. Kelly Murphy, why don't you jump up to the microphone and talk about what you're doing in this.
Hi. So I am kind of the choreographer this year. I got to help with a lot of the dancing and just a lot of the, like, exits and entrances and stuff like that.
Sounds like you've done that before.
This is actually kind of my first rodeo with that. But it's been really fun.
What do you like best about it so far?
I really love the kids. They're so awesome, and they just come every day so excited to work and play, and it's just so much fun.
And how long have you guys been rehearsing?
Ooh, I believe we started in, like, June. Was it June? Yeah, like around June. And then, so it's been a while.
So basically, almost right after school got out.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Yeah, the kids are working really hard. They've done really well.
All right, Abigail Rogers-Brown, you're next up. What's your role in this?
Hello, I am sort of the female vocal coach for all of our female singers in Seussical.
And how'd you get into this?
I had a class with Bart McHenry, and over time, I just kept taking classes with Bart McHenry, and he said, will you come work for me for Seussical? I said, yeah, okay. So he's a very convincing man, so he got me there.
And what do you like about being involved in theater?
It's just so much fun. I get to see a lot of my friends every day. It keeps me busy. And it's such a rewarding experience, especially working with kids and seeing how much they progress in just a short amount of time.
Yeah, talk about that, because sometimes it seems like the progression seems really slow at first, and then one day they just kind of get it.
I think, especially as we've been getting towards our show date, they've really been ramping up everything. They're acting, they're singing, everything's getting so much better, especially just like within this week. And they've only had 6 weeks to get everything done.
So, So Matthew Sullivan, why don't you jump up here and tell us what you're doing with Seussical Junior?
So I'm doing a little bit of everything with Seussical Junior. I'm mostly making sure that the cast is working on their blocking and everything for scenes and whatnot, as well as kind of being the male vocal coach for them.
What's your background in theater?
My background in theater, I did a little bit of theater in high school way back in the day, and I'm currently a theater major at UCC, planning to go to SOU next year.
And what do you want to do when you grow up?
When I grow up, I would love to be a classical theater actor, so no movies for me. I'm looking to be on the stage for the most part.
And what do you, you're going to be down in Ashland. Are you thinking Shakespeare?
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to do some Shakespeare. Anything that's just on the stage, you know, working with actual, like, normal acting rather than being on, like, behind a camera and film. That's something I'm really passionate about. Another thing I'd like to do on the side, maybe some voice acting as well.
Wow. So you've got a lot of ideas ahead of you.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm very excited. This is just kind of a step in my journey working with Susegal. The kids have been fun to work with, and they've really helped me to kind of learn a little bit about more about what I want to be doing.
So, Gabe, how did you get, not Gabe, I wrote down every name but yours. Gavin. There we go. So you throw in a guest that doesn't exist. That's its own version of theater on the radio. How did you get into this as a career?
Well, oh, where do I start? Well, I mean, for one, I was always involved in music throughout school. I started band in fifth grade, and when I moved down here to Douglas County, I continued it all the way through high school and into college, too. And right now, I'm actually continuing on my education to become a fully licensed teacher. Right now, I'm teaching on emergency license. And this has just been my dream all along. I've never deviated from it. I've always wanted to teach music and be around music.
What about, when you think about music, what kind of music do you get the most joy out of being around?
Definitely musical theater, like Broadway. And of course, band music, too. I teach beginning band, so that gives me a lot of joy as well.
Now, do you play some instruments yourself?
I do, yeah. I'm a brass instrumentalist. I'm also a percussionist by trade, but my main instrument is my voice.
And how did you get into playing brass instruments?
Well, the instrument I started out with was the trumpet, and it just kind of progressed from there.
Wow. So has this been kind of a different experience being involved with youth theater versus some of the other things you've done?
Oh, absolutely. It is a whole different ballgame. I mean, it's one thing to teach music, and it's also one thing to teach acting, but to take both of those things and combine it really takes a lot more work and effort, but the payoff you get from it is just that much more.
Now, have you guys gotten out to the stage at Riverbend yet?
We have. We've had two tech rehearsals so far, with another one tomorrow, and then, of course, tomorrow evening, we open.
And is it different, do you think, being outside?
Oh, absolutely. I think it really helps with the overall ambience of things. You know, it's one thing to have a show inside, but to have it outside and to have the weather interact and, you know, possibly make things more interesting, I think that just adds to the whole experience.
And how many kids are in this?
We have 18.
Whoa, that's a lot.
Well, we started off with 4 and then increased to 18 basically in the span of just about a day.
And how did that happen?
Well, we put out a lot of advertising. We posted every Facebook page we could. We reached out to the newspaper. I think we came on here at one point, and just within a day, we went from 4 to 18. It was incredible.
So a lot of people were interested. They just didn't realize they were interested.
Right, right, yeah. That's definitely one of the issues that we came across. And also that, and by the time we had put the word out, everyone had made vacation plans.
And so then you've got to kind of adapt to that.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's all about adaptation.
So what can people expect tomorrow night? How long does this production run?
This should be about 90 minutes. It's going to be a lot of fun. Zany, kooky adventures await you. You just have to come and see.
And people should remember as well, unlike the Riverbend Live concerts and the other events, this one goes for 2 nights.
Yes, it does. We start Friday tomorrow, and then we end Saturday.
All right, anything else people ought to know?
7 p.m. We would love to see everyone there, and it is free.
All right, thanks for coming in, guys. 1244, our second segment coming up in just a moment on News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1246, Lars Larson coming up at 1 o'clock. Two-segment program today. We're going to talk about Umpqua Valley Arts. Ashley Kluger joining us via phone. Ashley, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Kyle.
Well, I know you guys have got through the Summer Arts Festival. Let's back up a minute and talk about how well that went.
It went fantastic. We had, I believe, if my memory serves me, around 8,000 attendees come over the weekend. We had lots of great fun with the 110 art vendors that we had, the great food options, and our bang-up line of entertainment. And we all had fun as a staff members at UVA. We all had a ton of fun as well. Everything went beautifully, smoothly, and we're very thankful for the turnout that we had, not just from our art vendors and food vendors who are the heart of the event, but also the community members who came out to enjoy it. We put on a lot of hard work every year with over 100 volunteers in attendance to help support it, and our hard work was really paying off, seeing the number of smiling, happy faces that came through all weekend long.
Well, and attracting a lot of people from all over the place, and people really enjoy it in the summertime, but it's also helps your organization financially.
Yes, absolutely. It is our biggest fundraiser of the year. So everything from vendor fees to sponsorships to even just the visitor fees for people who come, it all goes to support our educational programming, our exhibition programming, and any other events that we host throughout the year, like our Umpqua Plein Air event. It allows us to stay sustainable so we can continue to drive forward with our mission and give Douglas County great arts and culture experiences, which is really vital for the overall health of a community. We always talk about like physical health, but there's also the mental health, the stimulation of a community from the perspective of getting us out there and active in these sort of enriching experiences. So we're very thankful for the support for that other reason as well.
And you got through that, you had a little bit of a break to refresh yourself, and now you're back at it for the rest of the summer. What's going on?
Yes, the fun never ends at UVA. So we have a lot of things happening right now. So first, I want to note that our 2025 Artworks Northwest Biennial is still up and available for everybody to come see the amazing works from 111 artists from across the region. That is up until August 15th. So if anybody has not seen it yet, this is the perfect time to come see that. And then next on the roster that I want to point out is going to be our Umpqua Plein Air event. An exhibition. That is coming up next in August.
Now, explain, if somebody doesn't know what that is, what plein air is all about.
So plein air is a French term. It means to paint in open air, and it refers to the practice of sitting in situ in the landscape, painting live on scene. It was used as a tool for centuries by artists to do studies for in-studio practice, and then also became a practice for just general artists that wanted to create works on scene and not edit it, adulterate it, not have to do mock-ups or anything. So it's really served as a tool and an art practice for thousands of artists over centuries. And for us here at UVA, Umpqua Valley Arts, we host the Umpqua Plein Air event, where artists paint out for 5 days across Douglas County, covering everything from our emerald beautiful waterfalls up in the North Umpqua to the farmlands, even the vineyards, and over even at the coast by Reedsport and Winchester Bay. We have so many different sceneries and landscapes in Douglas County. This paint out event is kind of a celebration of that. And then at the end of the week, the artists submit up to 3 pieces each to be on display in a special exhibition where they are then juried by a special juror who we invite to select certain pieces to receive awards. And then it's up for about 8 to 10 weeks after that.
Now, do the artists get to, of the locations you have in mind, do they get to pick which one they go to?
They do. We do provide some suggestions and some fun hospitality stations to encourage artists to go to some areas, but where they choose to paint is completely up to them. And that is always the fun of this exhibition and event, because we never know what the artists are going to pick. Some of them pick the same locations every year. So if you're a diehard attendee to see the exhibit and you see works from these recurring artists who come back, you might see the same area but in a different viewpoint from the same artist, the same lens. You get to see how their technique changes over the course of the year. That's always exciting. But also, some artists pick different things every single year. So you'll have an entirely different exhibit than you did the previous year.
And isn't it true that you've got folks that live locally, but some people come from quite a ways out to do this?
Correct. Yeah, I've had some come as far as Texas. It looks like this year, if I remember correctly, on our roster, we have one person from New Jersey. There's a lot of artists that come to the area to kind of see what's going on and attend other plein air events, and they'll find ours on the roster and they'll add us to their calendar for the year. And it's always really exciting to see some of these artists coming from outside the area. to participate.
So they do this for a few days, and then talk about the process after that and kind of the quick reveal to the public.
Yeah, we on the Friday of the event, which this year the event takes place the 18th through the 22nd, so keep your eye out August 18th through 22nd across Douglas County for any painters you might see. On the 22nd, they'll come in, they'll turn the work in, and then our juror comes in after our deadline for a turn-in, and they'll review the work, they'll select the winners, and then we have a quick turnaround time for the next day, August 23rd, to get the work placed and installed and up. So that way we can reveal it to the public, which happens that day, August 23rd, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m.
And it's not even in a frame by this point, is it?
Some of them are. So we do have an opportunity for artists to frame, but you actually pose a good question, because even if it is framed, a lot of the work, particularly the oil paints and acrylic paints, are still wet when they get delivered to UVA. That is how fresh some of these paintings are.
Wow. So that's got to be a kind of a crazy 24 hours for you.
It will be, but we've got tons of great volunteers who come support, just like with Summer Arts Festival. Maybe not as many because it is a bit of a smaller event, but we have some great supporters who come and help with the artist check-in, the artwork check-in, and installing the work itself. We have a dedicated installation committee, so it all ends up working like a well-oiled machine in the end.
Well, that sounds like something for people to really check out. What else is going on here as you get through summer?
So we have a couple things around youth. I'm going to first talk about our youth programming for our summer camps. We are in full swing with our summer camps. Lots of happenings around UVA with a lot of really fun things for ages 5 to 8 and ages 9 to 12. For example, we have had Cooking Around the World with Teacher Kate. And next week we have a STEAM week where young artists will be able to enjoy a fun week of STEAM activities with Teacher Brittany in science, technology, engineering, art, and math. So it's not just art. It's a well-rounded kind of experience. And so if anybody is interested in signing up their kiddo for some mid to late summer activities, it's not too late. We have a full array of offerings for ages 5 to 8 and ages 9 to 12 in August, as well as just here at the end of July. So if anybody's interested, they can check out our youth education page. And one other thing to circle back to plein air, we also have our Young Artists in Plein Air opportunity where young artists ages 3 to 18 can also experience plein air.
Wow, and how did they get involved to do that?
So on our website, on our Umpqua Plein Air page, if you scroll down to the bottom, there's a little section where you can click and go to our Young Artists in Plein Air page, and you can read all about it, everything from what happens the day of to how to sign up to the exhibition that comes after. This event is a one-day event, and it's a way for us to include young artists in the practice of plein air alongside their adult counterparts in the main event. They come, they can attend an optional kickoff workshop if they feel like they want to hone their observation skills and kind of learn some techniques and tips, or they can come a little bit later and get started right at 10 a.m. That event is going to be August 16th, and it'll be at Umpqua Valley Arts. We have this as a free event, but even though it's free, we do ask everyone to pre-register so we can make sure there's enough kits for everybody, because we do provide complimentary kits with color pencils, watercolors, and stuff that they'll need to be able to do the paint at.
And I imagine that you're already kind of mapping out things for fall.
Yes, we do have some great things coming into fall. One in particular is our fall term at the Clay Place. If anybody's familiar with that studio or has wanted to join in the past, the registration dates for fall term are coming up on August 12th for UVA members, and for non-members, it's going to be August 19th.
And what about other things happening going into the fall?
Let's see. August 1st, we have our registration for our members exhibit. If anybody in the community out there hearing this is an active UVA member, you can submit one piece to be exhibited in our annual members exhibit. It's non-jury, no themed. We just accept one piece that's been made within the last five years. And we put them all displayed together as a way to celebrate our artist members who have an active art practice. And that's coming up as well.
All right. Before we wrap up, if people want to come get involved with UVA and get interested in some of these things going on, talk about your website, how they get connected.
Well, there's a couple ways you can connect with us. One way to get quick information is going to www.uvarts.com. If anybody has any questions about the website or they just want to give us a call and chat or come in, they can get in touch with us by phone at 541-672-2532, or they can stop by anytime, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Tuesday through Friday.
All right, Ashley Kluver from Umpqua Valley Arts. A lot going on. Ashley, thanks for being on.
Yeah, thank you, Kyle.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.